Hey, Jess, it's Brock. How you going?
Hi, good, thanks. I was literally just got a call from someone else, I think 1 second before you called, and I didn't see it until I got off that call.
That's all right. You're a hard woman to get, but it's all right. That's all right, a hard person to grab, but that's all good. But, yeah, look, we've got Willow's culture results back, and
what?
They've grown two bacteria, just like E. coli and another sort of common sort of gut bacterium that can, like, they definitely can cause pneumonia and infection. They are, like, technically normal in the gut of birds. So
they're an overgrowth of them?
Yeah, look, possibly. And that's it. Like, it looks like one of these is resistant to the medication we had her on. So I'm wondering that might explain why we didn't improve, if it actually truly is an infection with this one. So, yeah, they said there are a lot of them there, so I presume it's probably what's causing it, I would say. So we'll definitely put her on some new antibiotics. I'll probably put her on some doxycycline for just over a week. And, yeah, apparently they're both sensitive to this antibiotic, and it's one of our first-line antibiotics I like to try, especially for respiratory stuff. So, I think I should be able to express post that it's, like, pretty stable, like, you know, on the shelf. But I was just sort of wondering, did you want to come pick it up tomorrow, or do you want me to actually get the girls to send it express tomorrow to you? They'll just be a thing with that.
How much would it be?
Let's have a look.
Because we do have a compounding chemist down here.
Okay. Well, that's it. I would have to, like, send you a hard copy script or something, and that would probably take even longer, I guess.
Oh, okay. Because
I can just send you the liquid medication. That's no problem.
Okay.
Postage. I think it looks like postage is like $15 or something.
Okay, yeah.
But so yeah, I would just package it up and I'd have one of the girls go to the post office tomorrow and then get them to send it to you. And there should be instructions with the syringes in there. If you want to do that.
Awesome.
Otherwise, if you want to come up for the drive and pick it up here, you're very welcome to as well.
Yeah. Oh, I ended up getting that microscope, by the way.
Oh, yeah, cool.
Yeah, I grabbed some Kieran's poo. I tried to have a look. I found a paper a little bit ago saying the best way to see AGI was under, I think, 400 magnification or whatever you call it. Yeah, it was a really sucky
not good image.
No, it wouldn't even show up anything similar to what you guys have at the vet.
Okay. Is it easy to sort of transport and, like, package up and stuff? Do they come in one piece?
The microscope?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, we've already returned it.
That was that bad. Oh, fair enough. That's all right. Well, sometimes, like, people will sell them, like, microscopes secondhand and things. So there might be better options, just a secondhand one.
Yeah, I know there's one on sale at the moment. I took a screenshot of it. I could send a link through to what it is. It's on sale at the moment for, I think, just under $400.
Yeah, okay. That's probably getting into a better range. Probably
does.
But, yeah, I don't really know a lot about them. We just sort of looked at a couple when we were looking at a new one. And
what zoom generally do you need for a fecal, like, to see different things? Because I know AGY is usually about 400.
Yeah, well, in a bird with a lot of AGY, you'll just see it on the first sort of, on the eyepieces, it says 4 times, 10 times, 40 times, but the lenses, and then the eyepieces actually magnify them by 10 times more. So technically, 100, 400. So yeah, on a bird with a lot of AGY, you probably actually see it just straight on the first one, and they'll be everywhere.
Oh, really?
And then when you go down further, you can see they just obviously become bigger. But yeah, I would say probably at least 100 times you should be able to see them, and then the 400.
I did take some photos through. I could send them to you if you wanted to have a look at how awful the image was.
But, yeah, that's all right. You just show me next time when I see you. If you have any film, I wouldn't see it next time. But yeah, if you're interested, yeah, I think probably just worth spending a little bit more money. And I'll definitely agree. Just like, you know, I feel like everything online, you know, you can always look at a review on YouTube and they usually have the picture quality. And that's what I was thinking with picture quality, because it's probably the most important thing.
This website was a proper veterinary website for microscopes.
Cool.
So how much did the medication come to?
Oh, sure. It's only like $25-$30 for the bottle.
Oh, okay. Easy.
It's pretty cheap. And yeah, I think we'll just do like 10 days. And I think we yep. should definitely be seeing improvement by that time.
Yeah, cool. Awesome. How do I go about paying for that?
I can just put you on hold if you want.
Yeah.
If it's easier. But do you want to do the postage or do you want to come up and pick it up?
Definitely postage.
Cool. Okay. Well, that should be fine. So, yeah, it'll be about just under $40. So,
yeah.
I'll just check your address is the postal address. So,
115 Kobokai Road.
Kobokai Road, Kobokai, New South Wales, 2486.
Yeah.
Cool. So, hopefully, if we send it tomorrow, it comes on Saturday, or it might be maybe Monday or something like that. But, we're yeah. pretty lucky. It's like not really too hot right now anyway, so it's not going to spoil. And honestly, it's
yeah, I think the next week it's just going to be rain.
Yeah, that should be fine. But yeah, cool. All right, well, I'll get that sorted and I'll put you on hold. I'll put Kiri back on to take that.
All right, awesome. Yeah. Thank you.
Thanks, Jess. All right, and yeah, just let me know how she gets on after the medication course. Because if it all
comes I'll send an email.
Yeah, thanks. I don't need you to come up just for me to say she looks good. But you know, all the signs should go. And probably the next time we see, we'll just listen to her chest to make sure that's all fine.
Yeah. I know I'm going to bring Kiri up at some point, so I could probably just bring her to tag along or something.
Yeah, that should be fine. Cool.
All right, awesome. Thank cool. you.
All right, no worries. Talk soon.
Yeah, bye.
Hi, Jessica. It's Kiri. How are you?
Hi, good, thanks.
That's good. Dr. Brooks just asked me to jump on and just do an over-the-phone payment for the medication we're posting.
Yep.
Okay, so it's $39.20 for the medication, including the postage.
Yep.
So when you're ready, I can just grab your card number.
Yep. It is 51.
51.
63.
63 61 62 02 02 16 16 85 85 87 87 02 02. And the expiry date?
The 9th of the 26th.
And just the CVC number on the back of the card.
607.
Now, there is a little surcharge. It goes up to $39.50. Are you right for me
yep.
to go ahead? Yep.
Yep, that's all good.
All right, that's just going through now. Excellent. Now, I'll just pop the receipt in with the postage. Is that okay?
Yep.
Excellent. Not a problem. Okay, that's all gone through. I'll get that in the post for you tomorrow.
Yep.
And, yeah, hopefully you'll get it. What's tomorrow, Friday? You probably won't get it till early next week.
Yeah, okay, cool. Real quick,
yes.
I forgot the other thing Brock said. It was an overgrowth of E. coli, and I don't remember what the second one was.
Okay, I'll just have to find out. I'll just pop you back on hold.
Thank you. Sorry about that.
That's okay. Are you there, Jessica?
Yes.
Yeah, it was Enterobacter, but Dr. Brock's going to email you the report as well.
Okay, awesome. Thank you.
Awesome, do you want
thanks.
The blood test also?
if I can get results for that, that'd be awesome too.
Yep, no, we'll get them both to you then.
All right, awesome. Thank you.
Okay then, thank you. Okay, bye.
Bye.